guys and how you'll adjust going forward?
Well, obviously, we'll miss Mike just like Rosie. Anytime you're always going to miss a player that's, he was a versatile player for us and filled some different spots for us. Was getting better all the time. So, obviously, we're going to miss him. But it's kind of like what we've always said, and we've always kind of been here, and you really got to be everywhere. It opens up a door for somebody else, whether it be LeKeven or whoever it might be. We got to adjust, and somebody else has got to step up and then take his spot.
How's it going to affect your rotations and our, Vince and guys that you've been trying to get a little bit of a rest to? They're going to have to play more. Is that fair to say?
Well, it just depends. It depends again on LeKeven and the versatility, because he's been working hard and he's got some versatility too. So, we'll just have to see how the rotation goes. I can't really tell you one way or the other that they'll play more because LeKeven won't or LeKeven will play more. It just kind of depends on how well he plays and comes along. Will give us that flexibility.
Will you be able to play as much 4-3?
Whether we play 4-3 or 3-4, we've always kind of traveled with the same number of defensive linemen. So generally that doesn't make a lot of difference whether we play, what front we play.
How about AD in the 4-3? He played end, Adalis Thomas in the 4-3. He played end in that Colts game. Could you envision that more of that? I mean, or was that more of maybe just a specific
pattern? It really depends on the team and what all they do. It really is more of a tactical question that I can answer based on a particular team, because you just can't play the same front necessarily against somebody that maybe shifts a lot or doesn't shift a lot, and how much, check's going to be involved. There's a lot of things that go into it. It'd be too hard for me to answer just quickly. We could do it in some situations and not in others. So, there's always that possibility.
I wanted to ask you about something outside of the Patriots, and it was the Bobby Petrino situation where he left the Falcons. He came from Louisville. He was a college coach for a long time, and he left. He just, after 13 games, and you having that background from the college game from all those years, I'm curious, why do you feel that it's a tough transition for coaches like Bobby Petrino and others that we've seen come from the college game and really go back?
But I don't think it is necessarily a tough transition. I think it's all up to the individual. If it was a tough transition for him, I can't answer that. He has to make all the decisions based on what he thinks. I didn't feel it was a tough transition. Now maybe it's because of the players I had and because of the organization I'm with, whatever. I've felt very comfortable from the day that I came from college football to here. So I think to blanket all college coaches into one, saying they're Bobby Petrinos, or to couple all guys, like me that don't feel like it was a hard transition, I don't think you can ever do it. I think it's really on an individual basis whether a guy has a tough time with it or doesn't.
Understanding that it's from afar and you probably didn't know, the details of that situation, what was your thoughts when you heard about it?
I didn't. The only thing I would say is, because I don't feel like it's my position to ever criticize anybody or condone anybody for what they do, the first thought was that it puts the Atlanta Falcons in a very awkward and tough position with 3 games to go. It's one thing if you get fired. They made that choice to fire you with 3 games to go. But when you leave with 3 games to go, I feel like it puts the players in a tough position and the organization in a tough position. But again, I don't know all the facts. I don't know why he did it. So that's his personal decision.
Did it require soul searching for you when you made the jump, or was it an easy decision? I mean, you'd been a college coach your whole life.
Right. Going from Kent State to New England was not a real long discussion in my mind. And I don't mean that negatively towards Kent State. I just meant that having a chance to come to this organization I just felt like it was a great opportunity. There were a lot of other things involved in the decision, but that was an easy decision for me. That took me all 2 seconds to call my wife and say, I've already accepted the job. So
we're leaving.
We're leaving. She knew it. She knew when I went to talk to Bill.
Now, knowing what we know about that linebacker room and how they like to give each other hell, I'm guessing with an Ohio State guy like Mike Vrabel in there, the words Kent have come up at some point.
Well, Mike is from Kent.
Oh,
his house, his home, is in where he grew up, is in Kent, Ohio. He went to Akron to a high school, to a Catholic high school, but he grew up in Kent. So we've gone around and around about stuff. But, you know, I'm from Ohio. All my whole family went to Ohio State except me. So, you know, I'm a Buckeye not by choice, but they didn't recruit me, so I didn't have any choice.
I wanted to just ask you about Eugene Wilson. Obviously, injuries have limited him a little bit this year. How much has his decrease in playing time been health-related, or is it something else?
I think it's quite a bit. I mean, I would say that you know, he certainly has not been healthy, and he's been working hard to get back, and, you know, he's doing well. He's had a good week of practice. But I would also say that James Sanders has played himself into a position where it could have been a rotation had there not been an injury or not. But, I mean, I think all three of them were playing well, and Eugene happened to be hurt, so then it made the decision a little easier.
All right.
Good? Okay.